Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, just like the options and futures, shorting, buying on margin, shorting stocks, no calculations on the exam. But if you take the Series 7, when you take the Series 7, and want to become a stockbroker, registered representative, account executive, whatever you want to call us, financial planners or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got to know these. And again, it's like the options with the call and the put. You've got the buying on margin, and then you have the shorting. So there's just like a mirror image of one another, and you have to know these to the point where you're not going to get fooled by that very simple mistake that can be made where you zig when you should have zagged. Okay, let's do number one. You have $5,000 to invest in Dewey Cheatham & Howe, DCH, but want to maximize your return. So the stock price is currently $25. What is the maximum number of shares you could purchase buying on margin if the initial margin requirement is 50%, which it typically is, assuming you have good credit, your broker will allow you to borrow 50%. So your $5,000 margin, your money, plus the margin loan of $5,000 gives you $10,000 worth of purchasing power. If the shares are $25, that means you could buy 400 shares. So construct an account balance sheet for the above transaction. Well, on the left side, the assets, we have 400 shares at $25 a share or $10,000. That's what our assets are. Now, on the right side, we have to add our liabilities and our account equity, our equity. The liability is the $5,000 margin loan. The account equity now is $5,000. So that's what our account has as ours, right? But we have to pay $5,000 back because we borrowed it. So if the price falls to $17, what's your current margin? Well, now the value of the securities are only $17 times 400 shares or $6,800. So our left side of the balance sheet has changed to $6,800. Our margin loan hasn't changed. So our account equity has fallen to $1,800. And there's a couple different ways of calculating this. But we take the value of the security minus the margin loan divided by the value of the security. $6,800 minus $5,000, that's what? $1,800 divided by $6,800 or 26.5%. Now, assuming that the maintenance margin is 25%, your broker can set it higher. Will you have a margin call if the price falls to $17? Well, not yet, but you are very, very close to getting a margin call, and your broker is going to notify you probably from the email warning you if it's a discount brokerage where you don't get to talk to anybody. But if it's a broker where you make a personal relationship, they're going to tell you you're in deep kimchi. You better decide what to do. You want to sell the shares? You want to bring more money? They might say never. The old saying in the industry is never meet a margin call. So in other words, you made a mistake, sell. But you lost a lot more than if you just purchased the stock without borrowing the money. Okay, so number two. All right, well, because DCH has been such a dog, you decide to try shorting the stock. It's now selling for 10 bucks. So if you short 400 shares, what will be the proceeds from the sale of the transaction, and how much will you need to deposit? Right? Okay. So if we sell 400 shares short, which means we borrowed it from somebody, we don't know who, the brokerage firm takes care of that. That means we received $4,000. 400 shares times $10, that's $4,000. Now, we must deposit 50% of the transaction proceeds. You can't just come with no money to the table. That means we have to have 4,000 times 50% or 2,000 as the initial deposit, initial margin deposit. We've got to come up with at least $2,000. Okay, construct a balance sheet. The left side will be our assets, the 400 shares at $10 a share or $4,000, plus the initial deposit that we had to put down of $2,000. So the left side will be 6,000. Now, that side doesn't change unless we bring more money in. But because we already sold the shares, we already received the $4,000, and that doesn't change. The right side now is our short 400 shares at $10 a share, or $4,000. That's what we have to pay back. We're going to have to pay that back somehow, typically by selling the shares. And the account equity is $2,000. So they balance. We have the $4,000 short interest, short sale, what we have to buy back eventually, the 400 shares. And we have our $2,000 equity. Now, what happens if the price rises to only $12? Then the current margin, here's the formula, margin deposit plus the proceeds from the short sale minus the value of the security divided by the value of the security. So now the left side hasn't changed, right? But now we have short 400 shares at $12 a share. The loan has grown to $4,800. That's the value of the security. So the margin deposit is $2,000. The proceeds from the short sale are $4,000. They don't change unless you bring more money. But now the value of the security is $4,000. Or $4,800. I'm sorry. So that's $2,000 plus $4,600, $6,000 minus $4,800. We only have $1,200 of account equity. You divide that by the $4,800 that we owe, and we're at 25% margin. Assuming that, so make sure you understand what happened here. You see the short position, it's called your short position, has gone up from $4,000 to $4,800. That means you owe $4,800, either by selling the shares or by bringing more money to the table, and the account equity has fallen to $1,200. So assuming the maintenance margin is 30%, will you have a margin call? Well, yes. You're at 25%, and your broker set the maintenance margin at 30%. The price of the stock increased. Therefore, the short position, as it's called, rises. Subsequently, the equity falls. As we said, the left side doesn't change because you've sold the shares already. And you deposited, the $2,000, you can bring more money, which is what they'll say. Say, look, you either have to bring more money or you got to close out the position, meaning you lost a lot of money. Don't do it. Don't short stocks. Never meet a margin call. You can lose a whole lot of money really fast. And if you were following what was going on with GameStop and the like, when the Robinhood became really popular, and all of a sudden GameStop became real popular because of the Reddit folks, they pushed up the price. The short sellers that had, jumped into try and knock GameStop down, they lost a lot of money quickly. The same thing happened with Tesla. Tesla was skyrocketing, and many people were saying, many hedge funds and supposedly sophisticated investors, this is way too expensive. And I agree with them, but I'm not going to short it. I want them to succeed. They lost a ton of money too. So don't short stocks. Simple enough. And once again, will this be on the exam? No. No calculations on the final exam. On the Series 7 exam, yes. And the questions about buying on margin, shorting, options, futures, all are available to you before the final exam. Not the answers. You got to look them up on your own. Okay? Dear students, be awesome. We are so proud of you. Look at us. You are almost all finished this entire semester. I'm so proud of you.